Hi, this is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we have a very special guest. She's back with us. We have Krista Hines. She is the president and CEO of Hudson River Housing. So she's going to tell us about the great work that is done by Hudson River Housing.
Well, Krista Hines, welcome back to Radio Rotary, and ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Our pleasure. And tell us, what is Hudson River Housing?
So we are a not-for-profit organization. Our mission is to address homelessness and to create pathways out of homelessness for low-income families and people that are experiencing housing insecurity and other challenges.
And how many people are afflicted by that in the Hudson River Housing catchment area?
Well, sadly, we're seeing that number just increase. We serve about 3,000 people annually. And again, that number is just going up and up, especially at our emergency overnight shelter. We're seeing the highest numbers we've ever seen in our history. We've been doing this work for 42 years. And again, you know, we've served a lot of people over the years, but the crisis is certainly has really escalated.
Now,
and
when
you say,
even, I know COVID, this is even post COVID, it's still going up, huh?
It really is. You know, I think a lot of it is just the economy. You know, it's so expensive to live. And, you know, people are really living paycheck to paycheck in many cases. And one, you know, blip, loss of income or some type of, you know, medical crisis can really put someone over the edge and into a homeless situation. Yeah. So we're seeing that more and more.
So, Chris Hines, when you say 3,000, you mean 3,000 people who are homeless living on the street in tents or cardboard cartons, or they just don't have adequate housing?
They don't have adequate housing. And okay. And we've developed a lot of housing over the years. So that includes people that we continue to serve in the various housing opportunities that we've created. We have about 800 apartments that we manage. And that includes our shelters, the emergency shelters. We have transitional housing. And we also have affordable apartments as well. So that includes those folks that we serve.
And where are these apartments located that you just spoke about?
So for the most part, we're in Dutchess County. The city of Poughkeepsie, I'd say, has primarily most of our programs. We do have partners that we've worked with, though, in the outskirts of Poughkeepsie or more the rural parts of Dutchess County. We have senior housing in Red Hook, New York, which is, you know, a little bit more rural. And we're doing a lot of work in Northeast Dutchess.
I've been a guest, because I'm from Red Hook. I've been a guest in those apartments by friends of ours who live there, and they're beautiful. They're very well maintained, and they're very nicely laid out. Are there income limits for the use of the Hudson River Housing services?
There are, but that being said, we serve many different income levels. So obviously, we serve the very, very low income or people mm-hmm. that have no income at all, and then we go up to about 100% of the area median income, which for Dutchess County for a family of four is about $100,000.
Okay.
And Krista, you mentioned the emergency housing situation. Touch on that a little bit, because to me, those numbers are pretty scary. How many people you do take care of every night?
Yeah. So I'll just put it into context. A few years ago, our shelter had a 60-bed capacity pre-COVID. And then when COVID hit, we relocated to a larger facility so that we could accommodate more people and safely, you know, do so with social distancing and all of that. Well, last night we served 169 people in that shelter. So, you know, essentially almost triple what we were serving pre-COVID. So that just kind of puts things into perspective a little bit.
And that's just
one of our shelters.
So in all the shelters, how many people do you service in a night in Dutchess County?
Oh, boy. In the shelters, about 250, because we also have a family shelter. We're serving about 45 families, and we have a youth shelter for unaccompanied youth, which, again, is a very hard thing to even contemplate. But we have a 12-bed shelter for youth as well.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? I didn't know about the youth shelter.
Yeah, no, that's one of our oldest programs, actually.
Really?
It's called River Haven.
Okay.
Yeah, so many people know River Haven, and some people don't necessarily associate it with Hudson River Housing because it's been around for so long, but it is one of our programs, and it is a runaway and homeless youth shelter located here in the city of Poughkeepsie. But we also do a lot of crisis contacts. So if we have, you know, if there's a young person that's like struggling in school, we will get calls from the school to see if we can like help them with family issues that they might be having, you know, if they're considering running away or just having some kind of family struggle. We work with those families to keep them connected.
And how old are these? Are these students, children?
They're
young
under
adults?
18. Yeah, they're under 18. Okay. They have to be under 18 for that specific program.
Right. So Krista Hines of Hudson River Housing, you mentioned almost 250 people homeless every night that you're accommodating. What is causing this? Is it the economy? Is it drug involvement? Is it just bad luck? What's causing this uptick in need for your services?
So I think it's all of the above. Certainly, there are addiction issues out there, especially in the city of Poughkeepsie. We're definitely seeing an uptick in people that are, you know, addicted to substances, that are struggling with mental illness. That's a real challenge, and we're providing more and more services, mental health and addiction services, for that reason. You mentioned the economy, though. That is definitely a factor. We have a lot of people that, you know, were working or had, you know, they were able to make ends meet, and then again, like, they had a blip and something, you know, put them right into, you know, where they were evicted or living in their car for a while and then facing homelessness.
Krista Hines, now would be a terrific time to get out your website and your telephone number, so if folks at home, either they need your services or know someone who needs your services, can reach out to you. And get that pencil and paper, folks at home, because we're going to have that repeated in the second and third program, parts of the program. So, Krista, what is the website?
Sure. The website is hudsonriverhousing.org. It's very simple. And, you know, you'll see our emergency number right on the cover sheet. So if you know somebody that's homeless, they can call our number 24/7 and connect with somebody, because we always have people working.
Right. Yeah. And a phone number that people can call?
Sure. The phone number is 845-452-0019.
Give us that one more time.
845-452-0019.
And folks, be sure to get a pencil and paper, because we'll have our great guest, Krista Hines, repeat that in the next portion of the program. So, Krista, we have about a minute left in this portion of the show. What got you interested in this kind of work?
Wow, that's a good question. I've been doing it for 25 years. I can barely remember.
Obviously you started out as a brownie cup
child.
Scout.
Yeah.
Brownie
no,
scout.
No. No, actually, I'm an accountant, honestly. I'm a CPA by trade, but I did that for a couple of years, and it just was kind of boring, and I wanted to do something with more meaning. And fortunately, I got involved with Hudson River Housing, and I have no plans to ever leave here because I love it so much.
And speaking of love, Kathy Kruger's going to tell us who loves us so much that they sponsor Radio Rotary this week.
I like that, Jonah. Radio Rotary is sponsored by MBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more Radio Rotary and our terrific guest, Krista Hines of Hudson River Housing, right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hutton Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hutton Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treeb-Wasser, and with me is Santa's favorite elf, Kathy Krueger.
Oh.
Kathy, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. I don't think I'm his favorite elf.
I've been asked by Santa to find out, have you been a good girl?
On many days, I'm a good girl, but I do have my blips. Yeah.
No, you're the best. And speaking of good people, we have the fabulous Krista Hines, who you're going to introduce. Go right ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, the better elf, let's put it that way. We are talking with Krista Hines, and she is the president and CEO of Hudson River Housing. And the work she does is wonderful. It's heartbreaking that she has to do this work, but thank God we've got her. So Krista, please tell us about Hudson River Housing, what you do for people.
Sure. Thank you again so much for having me on such a special night. So as you said, Kathy, our mission is to serve people that are experiencing homelessness. And as you know, we were talking earlier, unfortunately, we're seeing more and more people that are facing those challenges. And our numbers have really reached the highest levels that they've ever been in our history of 42 years serving the community.
How do you stay? I mean, after 42 years, you would be thinking there would be a decline, right? And it just keeps going up. How do you stay so positive, and how do you do it?
Well, I mean, fortunately, the staff that we have at Hudson River Housing, we have over 200 people that work for Hudson River Housing, which I don't think many folks know the size of us. We motivate each other. We really do. And we have such amazing people that are so committed to this work. So that really helps. And we're making a difference. You know, we've created a lot of housing over the mm-hmm. years. So we're moving people out of homelessness into permanent housing, which is so rewarding. So that really keeps us going. And we have some really exciting projects that we're working on to help eradicate this housing crisis that we're in.
Tell us about them. What are some of the projects that you have in the pipeline?
Yeah, so we're really, really excited about the work that we're doing in Northeast Dutchess County. So primarily, we've been doing a lot of work in the city of Poughkeepsie and more in Southern Dutchess. But over the last couple of years, we've developed some really good relationships in Northern Dutchess. So like in Pine Plains and Millerton and Amenia, those communities out there really need affordable housing as well. And we have a really exciting project that we're working on in Pine Plains. That would create 36 affordable apartments, mixed income. So it wouldn't be, all one specific income, but a nice diverse mix of incomes for people that live in Pine Plains. So we're really, really excited about that. Also another project in Amenia that would be multifamily rental as well as home ownership, which, we do a lot of home ownership, which, I'm not sure if a lot of folks know that.
No,
we do that.
No, I didn't
as
know
well.
That, yeah.
But we build new housing, we renovate housing for first-time home buyers, and we help them get into their house. We help them with the mortgage and down payment assistance, and also just like what it means to be a homeowner. We do classes as well. So we're really excited to be doing that in Amenia.
So Krista Hines of Hudson River Housing, let's take it from start to finish.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody who's listening today feels that they need your assistance or knows somebody who needs your assistance. They go to your website, which is?
HudsonRiverHousing.org.
Or they call you at?
845-452-0019. And I will say that number again, 845-452-0019.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. Krista will repeat that again at least one more time before we say goodbye. But they call you or they reach out to you through the website. And from start to finish, how do they either qualify for an apartment or qualify for a home?
So we have a housing navigator. We actually have two people that help when somebody calls, because a lot of times they're in, you know, various stages. Some people need emergency shelter right away that night. Some people might be looking for an apartment. Some people might want to buy a house. So there's lots of different services we offer. So we have a housing navigator that will, you know, speak with the person and figure out what their needs are and how we can address those needs. Because we do a lot, and we provide a lot of services also for special populations, like veterans. We have senior housing, special services for seniors, for youth. So, you know, we tailor our services to the population that we serve.
And there are income limits you mentioned before. What are they?
Yep. So again, that really varies. We have some housing for very low income, people that have no income at all. And then we have services for higher incomes, people that might be looking for a home. We serve typically up to about 100% of the area median income, which is a value. You can Google it and see what Dutchess County's is. For a family of four, it's about $100,000. So if you make about that, we can still serve you.
Okay. And I guess my question is, you know, you have somebody who finds themselves in a situation where they're all of a sudden homeless. And you said you do have the emergency services, and I know that you're taking care of, didn't you say like 175 people? Yes. That's how does that happen? How do you do that? I mean, people call you and they can come and you will find them a place to stay that night.
So we have a shelter in Poughkeepsie. It's a large facility right in the city of Poughkeepsie on North Hamilton Street. And anyone can just walk right in there. And
they can walk right in.
Yeah, they walk right in. They meet with one of our care managers. They can stay as long as they need to. And again, the goal is to find them permanent housing. But we do want to offer more services, though, outside of the city of Poughkeepsie, because we know that there are challenges for people sometimes to get to the city. So we can talk about that maybe a little bit later on in the program.
Yeah. So if you're homeless there, you don't have to be out in the cold. You can come here. You'll find a place to sleep, at least for the night. And then like the next day, does someone sit down with you? Well, hopefully. I know how they have 170 people. I can't. Now, are these new 170 people, or are these 170 people that are been there for maybe a little while and you're trying to find housing for them more permanent?
Yeah. So many of them have been with us for quite a while because there's such a shortage of housing out there. So, you know, again, we try to find them housing, but it takes time. So they can stay with us as long as they need to until we can find them something more permanent.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Krista, when people hear the term low-income housing, sometimes they get resistant to it. Have you run into a lot of resistance from people who, when you come into a neighborhood in good faith, want to help people out, and they say, oh, we don't want any loan, not in our backyard.
Oh, yes.
Do you?
Oh, unfortunately, that happens very, very often. That being said, though, I think we're starting to see a little bit of a shift. You know, many communities are realizing that they just don't have enough housing for their folks. And they're trying to be, you know, a little bit more open to it. That being said, you know, we still have that not in my backyard. They might want it in their community, but not next door. Right. So we're still trying to break down those stigmas because it's really housing for people just like you and me. I mean, they're no different.
You know, that's an important point to make, Krista, that is, say, many people live paycheck to paycheck. You folks at home, you could be one sickness away or one paycheck away or just one family tragedy. I mean, I've seen it happen away from being homeless. So let's keep our eyes out for our neighbors, like the great Krista Hines and the folks at Hudson River Housing. And we're going to find out more about the great work they do right after these messages. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com. For more information, or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treibwasser with Mies Kathy Kruger. And our present for Christmas Eve is we have a terrific guest who she's going to reintroduce. Kathy, take it away.
Yeah, we are so lucky. We are speaking with Krista Hines, and she's the president and CEO of Hudson River Housing. And she's just an upbeat, wonderful person that is helping people who may be completely homeless one night and getting them to possibly own their home in, hopefully, I want to say a relatively short period of time, if that's not putting too much pressure on you, Krista.
That's okay. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much again for having me. It's such a pleasure.
It's our great pleasure. And Krista, first thing first, let's get out the website and the phone number again. And folks, I'll get a pencil and paper because Krista will repeat that before the end of the program. But if people need your services or perhaps want to help you out, how do they get a hold of you?
Very easy to do it. Our website is hudsonriverhousing.org. Again, hudsonriverhousing.org. And our phone number is 845-452-0019. 845-452-0019. And that number is available 24/7. There's always somebody answering that phone.
Terrific. Now, do you have jobs for volunteers?
We absolutely do. Yes, we do. We serve so many people in our shelters in terms of meals. We have lots of volunteer opportunities in our kitchens. Or if you want to, donate canned goods or donate meals, we're happy to receive those services because we certainly really need them.
Can I be your official food taster?
Yes.
Kathy.
That was one of the things I know our Pleasant Valley food pantry very well, and they're in the same situation you are. They are helping so many more families than ever before, too, just like you said you're doing with Hudson River Housing. Now, you're saying that you are also feeding everybody who is staying. Do they go to a food pantry, or do you have your own kitchen? How are you possibly feeding 180 people a night?
So in our individual shelter, we serve 180 people every single night. It's like a small wedding, which is really hard to even fathom. Yeah. But we are so blessed to have so many volunteers and donations that come in every night. We have a program called the Adopt a Night program. So we have churches and civic organizations that will take on a night, usually like one night a month or one night every couple of months, where they provide the meal and they will deliver it. And our staff will serve it. And it's just a fabulous thing. It's been going on since the inception of the shelter 42 years ago. That's basically how we've been feeding people all this time, is through volunteers.
And then my other question is if someone just comes to you, obviously, if they don't have housing and they're looking for food, are they looking for clothing? You must be providing just about all the toiletries, you do that?
We very much need toiletries and bedding, sheets, blankets, right, things like that. Actually, our wish list is on our website. You can go to how you can help, and it gives you a list of all the things we need. Non-perishable food, obviously, is very important. Mm-hmm. Toiletries, all those things that you mentioned, because we do a lot of street outreach as well, where we will go literally out on the street and meet with people that are, sleeping outdoors, and we will provide them with those types of services like toiletries and warm gloves, coats, things like that.
And that wish list is on your website, and the website is?
HudsonRiverHousing.org.
So, Krista Hines, if I gave you a magic wand, you could have anything you want. to support Hudson River Housing, besides, you know, tens of millions of dollars? But what is it that you need the most?
Honestly, I think we need support. You know, we were talking about not in my backyard, people that don't want to, you know, don't want to see more affordable housing, don't want to see these people, quote unquote, in their communities. I think more awareness and more recognition that the folks that we serve are people just like you and me and, you know, our friends and family, like they're no different. They've fallen on hard times, which we all have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need a little bit more compassion, and what a better time than now to be talking about opening your doors to other people and being compassionate to one another. And that's really, if you know, that would be my wish for Christmas. It's more of that.
And I'm glad you said that. You know, I love helping out our Rotary Club. Well, when we do food drives, for example, for our food pantry. And just like you said, I have to tell you, the person that will donate the most amount of money, who will drop a $20 bill, if they forgot to get something out of the grocery store, for example, they will give me that donation and at the same time say, thank you so much for helping out. I can't tell you what it meant to me when I used the food pantry,
exactly.
You know, and so they remember that I had a bad time in my life, you know, mm-hmm. and somebody helped me and now they're giving back. And these are the people that you would like to house. Mm-hmm. And yes. They shouldn't get a bad stigma.
Exactly.
Yeah. And not only that, I think we should stress that we do housing for seniors who are on a fixed income, who have worked hard their whole lives, and they've saved as much as they can. They educated their children, and now they're living on Social Security, maybe on a small pension, and you have this beautiful senior housing in Red Hook. Are you looking to expand that, by the way, senior housing, whether in Red Hook or around the county?
We're doing more senior housing. We have a project in Poughkeepsie that we're working on. We have other senior housing as well. We have a project in Orange County in Maybrook too. But no, you bring up a really good point. And we all know, you know, how expensive it is to live. Taxes mm-hmm. go up, you know, food costs are going up. And when you're on a fixed income, whether you're a senior or on disability or something like that, it's really hard to make ends meet. And it forces a lot of people into homelessness because their income stays here flat and, you know, expenses go up. And before you know it, you can't make ends meet. So that's why we're here.
And it's not your fault. It is
exactly.
definitely is not your fault. Nothing that you did. It's
right.
just
exactly.
our economy. Yeah.
So getting back to, providing housing, we're going to have next week, we're going to have the folks from Habitat for Humanity on, and they build housing for people. But they have what they call sweat equity, where they, you know, say, here's a hammer, help nail the shingles up or whatever. How does it work for Hudson River Housing? Do you have people help out building their house
decorating
the apartment?
Yeah. No, not exactly. You know, unfortunately, a lot of the people that we serve, you know, don't have those, obviously, the skills or the ability to do that, whether they have a mental illness or some other challenge. I do want to shout out to Habitat for Humanity, though, because both that organization as well as Hudson River Housing just received a really big award a couple of months ago from New York State. We were both together and we were both presented with $1.5 million to create more affordable housing in Dutchess and Columbia counties. And it's just wonderful to be part and working with them.
Yes.
Well, congratulations on that. That's
well
terrific
deserved.
News.
Good you. For you
and
both.
In the moments we have left, Krista Hines, give us your website and phone number one more time.
Absolutely. HudsonRiverHousing.org and our phone number 845-452-0019.
Krista Hines, thank you for everything you do to put a roof over people's heads, and thanks for joining us today again on Radio Rotary. I hope
thanks
Santa's very good to you.
Yes, we need more like you, Krista.
Same to you. Thank you.
And who gives us the tidings of the season, Kathy, by sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, thank you, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
From my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Trebwasser joining Burl Ives to wish you a holly jolly Christmas.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to the friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, yes sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.